All right, guys, week 24 recap. So obviously I took the gig as Matthew Cook's assistant, and you know, week 24 was basically 9-to-6 gig, man. And you know, of course, on the long term play, the decision for me to take this gig was definitely not monetary driven at all. Like, well, of course, I mean, it's great. You're getting some money, and you know, of course, who doesn't like money, right? And it's definitely helpful and beneficial. However, the choice to take on this gig was, again, for the potential, keyword, potential of something happening, which evolves into acting and producing. So even though, you know, the short term, you know, it's just blinding, man. It blinds you, and you can't help it, right? It's like, you know, you go from being a chef to, you know, busboy. It just, you can do it, and that's great, because I feel like the one of the keys to success is definitely being flexible, flexibility as a whole. And I feel like if you're flexible and have the can-do attitude, I feel like that's the true entrepreneurship spirit. And I feel like it's a must-have, right, for real success in life, and whatever it is that you do, or whatever situation you've come across, the can-do attitude goes a long way. However, although that all sounds great and all in theory, and even in practice, it's true, and it does work, and it, you know, great things come from it. However, the short-term subconscious understanding of that, the day-to-day, the moment-to-moment understanding, just literally creates anxiety, and you know, all these doubts surface, man. They surface. So not only you're dealing with the daily tasks, but you're also dealing with the mental fight that you constantly have to go through, and you know, and fucking doubt. You're dealing with doubt all day long, and you're questioning yourself, and every little obstacle that comes your way, gotta clench your teeth and keep moving forward. And you know, do exercises such as, you know, breathing exercises, where it calms you down and helps you remember why you're doing this in the first place, and always comes back to, it's your choice, and seeing the big picture, because the short term, the subconscious approach is, why the fuck are you doing this? Are you kidding me? You know, you're an assistant now. You're taking out trash and fucking, you know, picking up groceries and moving files and downloading Google Drive and blah, 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 blah. All these mindless tasks, you know, keep you. And I'm not saying, look, like, I'm not saying that there's no, I mean, honest to God, nothing against assistants. It's a very difficult job. It's a very difficult gig, you know, and it's very challenging. Nothing against assistants at all, or this particular gig. It's just what I'm explaining right now is the reality. Your mind is like, you know, it's so negative. It's like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing, right? And it's not like I'm too good for this. More so as it is, you know, I put in a lot of work, and I have over a decade worth of experience, and my talents are definitely not properly being used right now. And the biggest obstacle of all is time. Am I wasting time doing this? Am I wasting time? So that is, man, that's the constant daily struggle that I'm being faced with right now, because all these doubts and questions come in play. And you know, it's been only one week and 2 days, so you know, gotta fight that. However, I'm staying positive. I'm looking at the light, the potential light in the future. And all in all, even though 90% is, you know, shit you don't want to do, there's a good solid 10% that you get exposed to, which is very useful in this industry. You know, you get to see pre-production, post-production, during production, kind of what happens, who does what, everything that goes on in development of a project, you know, like just editing and dealing with files and video, and there's so much shit to it, right? So it's you know, it's a really good learning experience. However, you know, being that I'm 30 years old, man, there's a lot of weight to time that I tie into time, and not just because I'm 30, just because of where I am with my life, because I feel like time is the most valuable currency I have, and am I using it wisely? Because it's, at the end of the day, it's going to run out, right? So right now, I need to make sure I'm using my most valuable currency correctly, which is time, and that's the battle. But no, other than that, yeah, that's basically week one, you know, 9 to 6, hustling, busting ass. In the meantime, too, I'm also coming home and reading or dealing with everything that you got to deal with out here, you know, fucking, you know, your car's dirty, you got to pick up groceries, the laundry apartment. I mean, there's all these things, man, that come up. So yeah, that's basically, and 4th of July was this week too. It was all right, you know, nothing crazy, nothing special. Didn't even see any fireworks out here in LA, which is crazy. I guess I was at the wrong place, wrong time. But on Thursday, I did go out to Phoenix. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, drove back Sunday, spent time with family, had some friends down there too, which, you know, definitely needed, man. Family time's always good time, always good time, always valuable time. My parents are going off to Europe, so, you know, got to see my little niece, my bro, his wife, my parents, my grandma. So it was definitely a good time doing that. And then also I had a meeting with a potential real estate client. It's a lady that I got connected to, a buddy of mine, and she's got over $1 million listing, which I'm hoping I get it, man. I'm hoping I get it. I do have a buddy down there, so if I do get the listing, I'll definitely be relying on him. But it's a lot of hours I'm putting in, man, with everything going on. And, you know, you get back to the root of it, which is hustling, right? Fucking hustling, man. And this is, you know, people want to come out here and want to be actors and all, and I get that, trust me. Like, I have the means to do that. I have the means to go out and just not fucking work and only do acting. However, 6 months of doing that or 5 months of doing that, you realize that it's, there's nothing comes of it, because it's, you either got to have a lot of money to do your own projects, to do shit, or you got to wait for these auditions to come in and whether they select you or not. And, you know, and most of these auditions that you're going for are unpaid projects, you know, are mediocre or less than mediocre projects. So it's like, you know, you're not really networking. And if you are, it's just like, oh, you're just the actor, right? You're just a fucking actor, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many of you guys out there. Because it's that fine line between, you know, top actors, which are actually, like, on a whole different level, and then everybody else, which is, like, 96% of people out here. And most people are doing it for a hobby, too. So you run across perceptions and all that shit, which, hey, you know, it's just the reality, man. The chances of you rubbing shoulders or landing it through acting, and nowadays, in 2018, it's so fucking slim. So you gotta make moves, you gotta make money, and you gotta hustle. You gotta meet people, you gotta network, you know? You can't, you know, one door is not gonna do it. Man, you gotta go through like fucking 20 doors. Now, granted, I'm 30 years old, and right, there's a lot of experience and wisdom that has led me to this position. However, if I'm 21, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. So all the shit and all the distractions that are out here, man. So point blank, you gotta hustle. You gotta hustle because and not lose focus, right? Like all I'm doing, why I'm doing, is to get to acting, is so I can act, so I can have more people and more resources to get involved in projects, legit projects. So you know, if you're out here and you're simply just doing acting, I hate to break it to you, it's just, you know, it's very tough. You'll be wasting, not wasting a lot of time, but it's just like you're not getting anywhere. Then you're going to be doing classes, like I was and I am, but it's just like you need more than once a week classes and, you know, running scenes with your scene partners, because that gets fucking old. And it's like, okay, I want to create something. I'm sick of just sitting around and right, like, I want to put these tools to use. But you can't do that if you don't network and you don't have the resources. So it's like a catch 22. But now that to get these resources and everything, and you know, you could be doing something like I am, like I took this assistant gig. However, that means a lot of time. Now I get off work at 6, I'm fucking burned out. So that's what I'm saying. You got to have that drive to go out there. Like, you can't let that deter you and distract you. Because once that happens, like, boom, then you've completely changed courses. So do not do that, right? I mean, at least as I'm talking about this, I'm definitely talking to myself too. You know, I'm a week in, so it's fresh in. But as soon as I get distracted and I forget the purpose, right? And I'm now just getting a paycheck and assistant. No, I'm out. I am 500% out. But no, it's like, see, I go home. I'm also working on other projects with my buddy, James. And I actually had rehearsal Sunday for the short that I'm doing. I'm still submitting to auditions, still taking auditions, right? But now you pick and choose. Do I want to do extra work? No, right? Because it would be a waste of time for me at this point, because I have all these other things going and I'm in it. I'm in the fucking industry, right? Which is what I wanted to do and which is where I got at. But you cannot get into this stuff if you're not looking for it. You know what I mean? So you constantly got to be knocking on doors, got to be networking, got to be reaching out to people, and you just plain simply got to be doing. Just do. Be a fucking doer. Stop talking about shit. Go do it. Try it out. If you don't like it, leave, right? Anything's better than your current situation, probably, right? Just try. Explore. And the younger you are, the more you can do this shit, man, right? The less pressure you have, which is phenomenal. You know, if you're 21 years old right now and you get 40% of what I'm talking about, holy shit, you have the power to, you know, enhance your life drastically and get down to your purpose much faster, you know, through trial and error. And you can give it a real shot too. I mean, you can do 2 years worth of this shit. And think about all the things you'll be learning and you know, you'll be doing in 2 years. That's going to put you in a much better position than, let's say, me, where I'm 30. Well, unfortunately, I don't have 2 years to be an assistant and to learn everything there is. I just don't, right? In 6 to 8 months, it's like, boom, I got to make a fucking decision what I'm doing. Because my thing is one and done, right? Try it once, soak up everything, take everything you'll take from that certain gig, and then move on. Right? Because I don't need to do this more than once to understand it. Right? So it's like boom, 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 next, 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 let's go. Learn, churn and burn, you know what I mean? In the essence of, you take what you learn from a certain project or position, and then you gotta make the right call, whether it's right for you to keep doing it, or you gotta move on because you already got everything you needed from it. And then, you know, time to do something else. But you gotta try. You gotta get out there. You gotta punch and you gotta swing. And this is what this is, right? There's no traditional ways or methods of making it. You've gotta find your own doors, man. And you gotta fucking, if knocking ain't working, you gotta fucking bash those fuckers in. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's basically week 24, man. Just a lot of new experiences, a lot of obstacles, mental obstacles, and at the same time, I feel like I'm paving the road for great things, hopefully, to happen, and for everything that I have in my mind to unfold, as far as, you know, networking and this world goes, and everything that I'm trying to do with my life. So, yeah, you know, it's a slow process, man. It's a slow process. Nothing comes easy, but you got to fight for it. And week 24, you're just basically fighting the good fight. With that said, over and out. Till next week. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app Free for iOS and Android.